Welcome in to the Donald Comer Sports Complex here in Sylacauga. County softball championship going on. Some good games going on around us. Childersburg just beat Sylacauga to eliminate the Aggies by a score of 6-3. Fayetteville and Lincoln about to get underway. Fayetteville, the designated home team in this one after the coin toss. And it was a beautiful day for high school softball here just outside of Sylacauga. Baseball playing over at the high school. They're down 3-2 right now to Buckhorn, so hopefully they can right the ship and beat 7A Buckhorn. But here, we're about ready for a good one, as this is the winner's bracket game. Fayetteville winning 2 last night against Comer. And Childersburg by a score of 1-0 last night. So Childersburg survived in advance, like Cameron Mazzell told me this morning. That's what he wanted to do, was survive in advance. They did just that in a tight one against Sylacauga. Sylacauga left a couple stranded as that game ended. And for us today, Lauren Cook will be in the circle. She'll pitch to Lakin Jones, Addie Stanley at first, second base Lucy Epperson, shortstop Taylor Hammonds, third base Henley McGinnis, Emma Pate from left to right, Emma Pate, Charlotte Kelly, and Bella Epperson in the outfield. For the Golden Bears, you have Pruitt, Matchin, Fowle, Stevens, Hendricks, Oglesby, Williams, Campbell, and Crow. They're lineup today, and Pruitt will step up to the plate, and we're about ready to get this thing underway. First pitch is a called strike right at 12:15 this afternoon, and tell you what, it feels good. A little slight breeze, 74 degrees on this one as we get this thing started with an 0-1 count to Pruitt. Ball misses just outside. Pruitt, the left-handed batter, hits that one into the gap at second base, and she's in there with a single. A good crowd on hand, as you would expect in any tournament situation, but Fayetteville with a good crowd, given there is a baseball game down in Fayetteville today. As the changeup gets her, but Pruitt down to second base, and Aubrey Matchin, the ever dangerous right-handed batter at the plate. She had a good shot last night. I called it on the Aggie Sports Network last night. And if you give her the right pitch, she can carry it. So here's the pitch to Matchin. It's a ball on the changeup, 1-1 the count. That one's going to find the plate. And a called strike, too. So 1-2 the count. 2, Aubrey Matchin. The pitch from Cook just misses outside, and that'll even the count at 2. Here's the 2-2. Full count, and the runner goes to third. Well, no, that's a walk to Aubrey Matching. And that'll bring up fouls. Call strike. Matching goes down to second base. So now two runners in scoring position. Nobody out. Is really just now getting things underway here at the Don Comer Sports Complex. Swing and a miss from Fowles for strike two. Here's a two-strike pitch. That one's straight up. Jones will call it off, and she'll make the catch for the first out. So one down, runners at second and third. It's Pruitt and Matching, and that'll bring up Stevens. First pitch to Stevens, swing and a miss, strike one. I'll get you an update here shortly for what's going on back at the school with baseball playing Buckhorn. Pitch in the dirt, ball one to Stevens. Here's the 1-1. That one hit right at second base. That'll score one. Around comes Matching. She'll score. Throw down to second. Got her. That is out number two, but two runs do cross the plate for the Golden Bears. As it's 5-3 down in Fayetteville, they are trailing the Buckhorn Bucks in the first game of a tri-game set down there today. And Hendricks will step to the plate in the right-handed batter's box. She'll get a first pitch called strike one. Here's the 0-1. She'll fly that one up. Stanley will call everybody off. She'll bobble it, but she did catch it. Was in foul territory, so got lucky there. But Hendricks will live to swing another day. Gonna be ball one outside. Swing and a miss for strike three and out number three, but the Golden Bears do plate two. So we'll head to the bottom of the first, down two to nothing. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Silicaga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Donald Comer Sports Complex. Bottom of the first inning, Fayetteville trails 2-0 to the Lincoln Golden Bears. And it's a beautiful day for softball. A good crowd on hand, and we'll get to see Shelby Williams go in for her first inning of work for the Golden Bears. And Taylor Hammonds, who hit a home solo shot last night, and that was the difference to beat Childersburg last night as we won 1-0. So let's see if she can duplicate that success today. 0-1 pitch becomes 0-2. So it'll be Williams in the circle, Crow behind the plate, Campbell matching Oglesby, and Stevens in the infield, left to right, Hendricks, Pruitt, and fouls. And she watches the called strike 1-2-1 the count now to Taylor Hammonds. It's going to be a ball outside. It's going to be 3-1. Hammonds fouls that one back right at our head. Let's see where that one falls. 3-2 the count now to Taylor Hammonds. So full count to Hammonds, the first batter in the Fayetteville order. And that's going to be ball four, and Hammonds will go first base. And that'll bring up Lucy Epperson. Who bunts it? And it will roll foul. So strike one now to Lucy Epperson. She'll bunt it again. This one's going to be fair down to first base. And they will get Hammonds out on a caught stealing. And there are two down now for the Wolves, and Lakin Jones to the plate. Jones will foul that one away. Strike one. Jones fouls that one back over our head. That'll bounce off the roof of the concession stand. And that is strike two. The 0-2 to Jones is high for ball one. 1-2 the count to Lake and Jones. Nobody on. Two out. Fayetteville trails 2-0 to the Lincoln Golden Bears. Ball two in the dirt. 2-2 the count now. Sylacauga eliminated by Childersburg just a few short minutes ago by a score of 6-3. Munford eliminates the host team, B.B. Comer. And Jones will foul that one back. Winterboro and Talladega eliminated this morning. So it's Fayetteville, Munford, Lincoln, and Childersburg, the final four in this tournament. If Fayetteville loses this one, they'll play Childersburg again, I believe. I have to look at the bracket, but it is a double elimination tournament, so one loss won't hurt us too bad. It'll still hurt, don't get me wrong, but it won't be too bad. The 3-2 to Jones, and Jones is a base runner at first base. We'll have to see who the pinch runner is. It looks like it's going to be Emmeline Edwards. Running for Lake and Jones. And that'll bring up Bella Epperson. Swing and a miss on a high one. Oh, and one the count to Epperson. And Edwards caught stealing. That'll be out number three in the end of the first inning. Fayetteville trails 2-0 to the Lincoln Golden Bears. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Donald Comer Sports Complex. Fayetteville trails 2-0 as we head to the second inning. Lauren Cook goes back in for her second inning of work, and she will face the heart of the Golden Bear order. Oglesby, Shelby Williams, and Campbell do up for the Lincoln Golden Bears. Going to be a first pitch ball to Oglesby. Here's the 1-0. She'll foul that one back to the screen. 1-1 the count. Oglesby fouls that one out of play. 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2. She'll foul that one out. Cook calls everybody off. And there is the first out. So one down, and Shelby Williams, the pitcher, due up for the Golden Bears. First pitch, a ball. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So 1-1 the count now to Williams. Ball two in the dirt. 2-1 to count now to the pitcher, Shelby Williams. Williams fouls that one back, 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Change up. She'll foul that one back. Heads up. Judge Price back there attempting to make the catch. Didn't quite make it. And still 2-2. So here's the 2-2 once again. Ball three. Full count, one out. Full count pitch is a ball, and Williams is aboard. That'll bring up Campbell. Bring up Addison Campbell, the eighth batter in the order, and Kinsley Crow, the catcher, due up on deck. So one out, a runner on. Swing and a miss from Campbell. For strike one. Here's the pitch. Called. Strike two. Two pitch, ball high, and Williams will head down to second. Well, her pinch runner, who is Wells, Emery Wells, is pinch running for the pitcher. The 1-2 fouled back to the screen. One and two, still the count. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. And out number two. And that'll bring up the catcher, Kinsley Crow. First pitch to Crow, a ball just outside. Crow, the bottom of the order for the Golden Bears. She'll put that one in the air. Jones will call everybody off, and it just goes out of play. And that's strike one. So 1-1 the count. And she'll foul that one out of play. For strike two. Does Kinsley Crow. And she'll hit that one to third base. Over to Stanley. That play should be in time, and that is out. Number three. So from third to first, from McGinnis to Stanley for out number three. They do leave two stranded, but nobody crosses the plate. More importantly, we go to the bottom of the second, trailing 2-0. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama. We have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Donald Comer Sports Complex. Day two, the county softball tournament. The winner's bracket championship. I guess you could call it this. Fayetteville Lincoln. Fayetteville trails 2-0 to the Golden Bears. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Bella Epperson due back up for the Wolves. As she was the batter at the end of the first inning as we were caught stealing, so she'll get another chance to go. And she's looking at a 1-0 count. Make that 2-0. So Bella Epperson now with a 2-0 count. And she'll watch that one on the inside corner of the plate for strike one. 2-1 the count now. Or sorry, that might have been a 3-1 count because Epperson will head to first, and we have a leadoff base runner for Lauren Cook. Cook shows bunt, but she'll pull it back. And Epperson caught stealing. That is the first out with a time call because I think a cleat might have got a shin there. Yet another Fayetteville runner caught stealing in this one. So nobody on now for Lauren Cook. One out. The argument from first base coach Steve Platt. Don't know what the argument was there, unless he wants to argue she was blocking the bag, but I don't think she was. And a strikeout to Lauren Cook for out number two. And Addie Stanley will step to the plate. Strike one to Addie Stanley. Strike two. Right approach, Stanley flies that one. Foul. She'll stay alive. So here's the 0-2. Just misses ball one. Part of me wants to say, where does that miss? But I'll take it. Stanley puts that one in the gap, and we have a base runner with two outs. She put that one in the gap down left field. She is standing in there with a single, and Charlotte Kelly due up now for the Fayetteville Wolves. So here's the first pitch to Kelly. Just misses ball one. The 1-0 just misses low. Three and oh the count now to Kelly. So here's a 3-0. It's going to be a strike every time. The 3-1. That's ball four in the dirt. We now have a runner at first and second, and Emma Pate, the senior, due up for the Wolves. That pitch sails very wide, and both runners will advance. And now we have two in scoring position. Man, we need to get them across. Coach Mullinax will call time, and she'll go out to talk to her pitcher, Shelby Williams, try to calm her down a little bit. Maybe a drink of water. It is getting a little warm out here. And a drink of water for Williams. We're about ready to get back underway here. So Emma Pate due up for the Wolves now. And it's just swing and a miss. And that's strike one. So 1-1 the count now to Emma Pate, the senior. And that's a called strike. Two to Emma Pate. Still nobody out in the inning, or two outs in the inning. But we're showing life with two outs here. Swing and a miss, and that is strike three. So we leave two on in scoring position. We don't get anybody across. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Donald Comer Sports Complex. Our Fayetteville Wolves trail 2-0 to the Lincoln Golden Bears as we head to the third inning. And Lauren Cook going in for her third inning of work, and she will face Cameron Pruitt, Aubrey Matchin, and Kayla Fowles, the top three in the order for the Golden Bears. She steps to the rubber, and we're ready to get this third inning underway. That changeup just misses outside. She will sky this one to the outfield. Emma Pate couldn't quite get under it, and she's in there with a double. That's all you can say about that one. It was a double. And that'll bring up the ever dangerous Aubrey Matchin. First pitch, a changeup just misses for ball one. Second pitch just misses, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 Matchin gets under that one, and there was no doubt about that one. And a two-run shot from Aubrey Matchin. And that'll double up the Lincoln lead from 2-0 to 4-0. And the Wolves are in trouble early here. So the next time she's up, you might want to find a way to pitch around her, if you can afford it. And, tell you what, last night we were dodging softballs everywhere you could think about last night. And we're still doing the same, but red wolves are bad today. Kind of keeping my head on a swivel for everything is a 1-0-2 Kayla Fowles. That one's going to be ball two, a little high. God, Here's the 2-0. Foul skies that one out of play. Hopefully everybody got out of the way. They did. That's strike one. Didn't hit nothing but a bat bag over there. It was last night me and David McCurley was calling the Childersburg Fayetteville game, and a guy got dunked straight on the head. And it looked like he was okay. I saw him running around after the game, so very fortunate. But like we say, man, you got to keep your head on a swivel out here. 2-1. Just misses low. I'll try to give you an update on Fayetteville baseball as they lost the first game to Buckhorn 3-5. Buckhorn and Alexandria will play in the next game, and Fayetteville will play directly after that at around 3:00. As Fowles is walked, and she'll head to first base, and Chandler Stevens do up for the Golden Bears. Runner goes, and she is there. In time is Kayla Fowles, and a ball 1-2 Chandler Stevens. Fly out. Nobody standing at second base. That could have been a double play. Now Stevens flies that one back to Lauren Cook, but there is one out. And that'll bring up Emery Kate Hendricks. First pitch to Hendricks just misses outside. Ball one. As the clock just strikes 1:00 on the dot. I tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better day of softball. As Hendricks squared up to bunt, she did offer, and that'll be strike one. So 1-1 the count to Hendricks. One out, runner at second. Fayetteville trails 4-0. And they double her up on a fly out to center field. Charlotte Kelly gets it back in for out number three. But the Golden Bears do get two runs off the home run of Aubrey Matchin. We now trail 4-0. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network here at the Donald J. Comer Sports Complex. Fayetteville trails Lincoln 4-0. And we are now at the bottom of the order. So 9-1-2 do up for the Wolves with Bella Teal looking at ball one.
Yeah.
that one in the dirt. 2-0 the count. Called strike 1-2-1 the count. Ball 2 inside, 3-1. Until the regular season starts, 3-1 to Till. That one in the dirt. And we have a base runner. And we'll head back to the top of the order with Taylor Hammonds, who hit a home run last night. And we need another here to cut this lead in half. That one called strike 1. That one in the dirt. Till down to second base. 1-1 the count to Hammonds now. Pitch to Hammonds. She watches that one sail outside. Ball 2. And Hammonds hits that one down the first baseline. A runner will score. Hammonds will fall trying to go for second. And she is tagged out. They're going to call interference, so Hammonds will stay at first base. But we do get a run across with Bella Till. And Taylor Hammonds stands at second base with Lucy Epperson. Now up for the Wolves. With nobody out. Epperson watches that one low. Ball 1. That one finds the inside corner, strike 1. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 called strike 2. Swing and a miss from Lucy Epperson. And that's strike 3 and the first out with Lakin Jones up to the plate. Jones skies that one. 2 matching at shortstop. She'll make the catch. And that is out number 2, and Bella Epperson now due up for the Wolves. First pitch to Epperson outside, ball 1. The 1-0 just misses. Ball 2. the 2-0. 3-0 the count. So if Fayetteville loses this one, they will play the winner of Munford and Childersburg, which is directly after this game, if I'm not mistaken, as Bella Everson watches ball four. And she's on base. That'll bring up Lauren Cook, who can help herself out here with a base hit. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. So here's the 0-1 to Cook. Watches that one low. Ball two. Or ball one, sorry. So 1-1 to count now. To Cook. Pitch to Cook, outside, ball two. And we have a double steal. So Hammonds to third, Epperson to second, and Lauren Cook now with a 3-1 count. And she'll watch ball four, and she's down to first. And time called by Lincoln. Are we going to have a pitching change, or is this just to kind of settle her down here? Paisley Stevenson. We'll run for Lauren Cook. With the bases juiced and two outs. Two outs. Bases loaded. Addie Stanley can do some damage here, and we need it. Stanley will watch that one in the dirt, ball one. Stanley flies that one to Matching. And we leave the bases loaded, but we do get one across to cut the lead to 3-4-1. Lincoln leads. We head to the fourth inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To the fourth inning we go. Fayetteville trails 4-1. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Here's Oglesby, Williams, and Campbell's do up for the Golden Bears. Check swing, foul ball, and that is strike one to Oglesby. One O to Oglesby. Gets down. She is in there just over the head of McGinnis. And she is standing at first base. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Shelby Williams. That one gets behind Jones and Oglesby. Down to second. And there it is. A no-doubter from Williams. It is 6-1. So 6-1 to score now, Campbell. Do up for the Golden Bears here in the fourth. She'll watch that one. Strike one. Ball sails just high. So, 1-1 to count. That one just misses low, 2-1. Three and one to count now. One hit to second base. Epperson swallows it up over to Stanley. And there is the good old 4-3 put out for out number one. And that'll bring up the catcher, Kinsley Crow. Crow fouls that one out of play. All right, strike one. The 0-1 just misses low, 1-1 to count. The 1-1. And that one will be out of play for another Golden Bear home run from Kinsley Crow. And it's now 7-1. So 7-1, Fayetteville now trails the Golden Bears here in the fourth inning. So you're about 10 minutes away from drop dead if we get that far. And Pruitt hits one out of play for yet another Golden Bear home run, and it's 8-1. So Williamson, Crow, and Pruitt have each hit a home run this inning, and it's 8-1. And I'll rematch and do up. Who hit a home run her last at bat? She'll watch the change up in there, strike one. Just misses 1-1 the count. So here's a 1-1 to mention in the dirt, 2-1. Change up just misses, 3-1. And Manchin hits that one to center field, no doubt about that one. And yet another Golden Bear home run. Stubb will call time and he'll go talk to Lauren Cook. 9-1 the score now. There is one out here in the fourth inning. Thank you. ready to get this thing back underway here. Fayetteville trails 9-1 after an air raid from the Golden Bears with four home runs here in the inning. And fouls due up, and she'll watch. Ball one. That one just outside, ball two. Just outside, ball three. So 3-0 the count now to fouls. Fouls. Skies that one to center field. Epperson makes the catch. And there is finally this much needed second out, and Chandler Stevens due up for the Golden Bears. She'll watch that one miss low for ball one. Misses high, ball two. So 2-0 to count to Stevens. You got to think this will probably pretty much do it. There's three of them. Finds his own strike one, 3-1 to count. And Stevens down to first with a walk. And that'll bring up Emery Kate Hendricks, who flew out to center her last time. She will hit that one foul down the first baseline. She will sky that one to right field. Epperson gets under it for the third out. But the Golden Bears do put up a barrage of home runs. They now lead 9-1. We'll have the bottom half of the inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
So, pretty much the last chance for Fayetteville as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. These games are tied and we have reached the time limit, but Fayetteville being the home team, we got to score eight here. And Charlotte Kelly due up for the Fayetteville Wolves. It'll be Kelly, Pate, and Teal, the bottom of the order. She skips that one in there, 2-1 to count. Fouls that one back to the screen, 2-2. Following this game on this field, Childersburg and Munford will play in the loser's bracket final. See who will advance. And Kelly hits that one into no man's land, and she's in there with a single. So Fayetteville showing signs of life here, but we need to do everything we can. As the breeze has found its way to the ballpark. Here's the first pitch to Pate. She'll hit it back to the pitcher. Over to second for the first out, and Pate's in there with a fielder's choice. So Fayetteville down to their last two outs, and Bella Teal do what? She'll watch that one. High for ball one. Just misses outside, ball two. We'll look in live, see how the SEC tournament's going as Teal watches called strike one. And Vanderbilt up on the favorite Florida with 12:53 to go, 62-44. Wow. Florida was the favorite to win it all. And here's the pitch to Teal. Strike two. So following that one, it'll be Ole Miss, who put Alabama out last night, taking on Arkansas up in Nashville. Teal skies that one. Everybody calls it off. And Crow makes the catch for out number two. So down to our last out. Back to the top of the order with Taylor Hammonds. Hammonds watches that one, ball one. And we'll see later on today the winner of the next game, Childersburg and Winterboro. And Lincoln will get a pretty comfortable break. And she flies that one to third base. And that should be ball game. And it is. So Fayetteville punches their ticket to the loser's bracket. Final later on, they'll face Childersburg or Munford. Who plays next? And Lincoln will punch their ticket to the county championship later on this evening. I'm going to take me a little lunch break. Say my hey, how are you? This was the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville loses to Lincoln 9-1.